right, you guys. So this is Tara and Charlie, and we are... Oh, this is the Horse Trader's Diary.
Oh, we're podcasting?
I guess we're going to podcast.
Okay.
So, all right, so I have a podcast from the other day I haven't published, and I will attach it to the end of this one. But I figured that I should go ahead and give a fair warning now. It was the most unprofessional... What other words would we say? It is the most unproductive thing we've ever done. It was hilarious.
It was supposed to be super productive, and it just went like...
It was a dumpster fire. But it's hilarious, so I'm going to include it at the end of this episode. Because it was really funny.
Yeah.
I cut it off in the parking lot when the girls walked by.
Yeah. Oh, funny enough, they went and got tattoos and piercings after that.
Okay, so there were two girls in the parking lot, and Charlie said... One of them's name, and then said a couple of things, and I was like, okay, that cannot go on the podcast. So I actually had to stop the podcast in a random spot. But the podcast talks about my marijuana gummy eating experience, so it's worth the listen after this one. But so Charlie and I are in Texas, and it's our first night staying the night here.
Yeah.
There's an ant in my bed.
And you're eating ramen noodles.
I'm eating ramen noodles in a cup.
And I'm eating cheese it nachos and Coke.
I brought ants in the house on accident. I literally stepped in an ant pile and got my ass lit on fire. So we are very excited to be here. We're excited to live here, and we're excited to try to make this new adventure work. But I just want to remind you guys, please remember that the horses that we bring here only have about a week. So basically the horses come here. They have 1 week. After that week, when Jacob brings new horses, donkeys, mules, whatever, to be evaluated, he takes back what hasn't sold. So, pretty easy. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a pretty easy process. Like, Charlie and I are going to get really good about doing the videos on Saturday, Sunday. Everything will be on the website by Monday morning.
Yeah.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Everything will be available. Jacob will probably come on Fridays, but he'll probably leave on Sundays. Jacob and I no longer live together, which is not like that's not how that's supposed to sound. Jacob and I still are in a relationship with each other, but he lives in Louisiana and manages the business there. And I have moved to Texas so that I can be with my horses and run a rehoming effort and rodeo with Charlie. And Tinley will be here mostly, but she'll go back with Jacob and go to his parents. And
now we're closer to your parents.
So I'm closer to my parents. Yeah. And Jacob will hopefully eventually be able to live here too, but, you know, he's on probation and it's just easier for him to be in Louisiana. Plus, they're not selling the facility there, and it's hundreds of acres.
And it still needs to be maintained.
Yeah, it's hundreds of acres and all of the cattle are there. Jacob probably would have got to come visit here more if...
It wasn't like full-blown calving and...
Well, it's not only calving, but Gary cut his foot off.
Yeah.
So there's that. But he's doing really good. Like, everything is... Did you see it?
Well, so he told me they took him out of a hard cast, like, after the second surgery.
Yeah, they did.
Or, no, he had a soft cast.
And they put a cast on him.
And they put a hard cast on it.
I knew that.
He was walking on the soft cast.
Yes, he was an idiot.
Yeah. And then, like, his doctor chewed him out, and he's like, I'm staying off of this one. And I'm like, Gary, listen to your doctor, or you're not going to have a foot.
Yeah, no, he's actually, you guys wouldn't believe. He literally cut through the bone, all the tendons, the ligaments, all the blood supply, and through the bone of right above his foot. And the worst part is the bobcat bucket crushed the lower part.
The way he told me, it was, like, right here.
Right, go up just a little bit.
It was right here?
Yes.
See, like, whenever he was, like, pointing at himself, he did
But
like
that's
this.
Crushed. They had to go back the second... Okay, so he cut right above the ankle.
Yeah.
But the bobcat bucket, when it fell, the lower part that broke off, it smashed it. So it crushed, like, the top of his foot and all the bones in the top of his foot.
But he told me, you know, what made it worse was the fact that he took his boot off.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because his foot was hurting him.
Yes. He was barefoot when it happened.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, like, just had a sock on.
That's why, well, he had his foot. Okay, so he was driving, like, a skid steer, which has, like, a front opening. He took his boot off because his foot was swelling up because he had had a knee surgery in the past. And he kicked his foot up, like, out the front of the machine, Charlie, like this. Like, he was driving like this.
Yeah.
So, he hit a bump, and the hydraulics dropped the bucket and, like, it off.
Yeah.
Smashed it off. But they had to reconstruct all the top of his foot. Everything with the leg is doing amazing. It's the top of his foot that's, like, actually the hardest part.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we have donkeys. So please don't forget, please like, share, comment, and on Facebook, our donkeys. And I'm trying to think, anything else that you can think of? We sold the minis to a really cool rescue.
Yeah.
We have 3 minis going to a really cool rescue. 2 went to a really good barrel racer. Mm-hmm. Super nice lady. She's a barrel racer.
And she's best friends with the lady Cisco I got my mini from.
Yeah, Cisco. Yep.
And
then we sold the other little riding mini, and we sold
going
the warm
to children.
Yeah, children. And then we sold the Palomino mare and the warm blood stud. So we've had a really good week. We've sold a lot. We've had a good week. It's just been crazy because this place has been vacant for 10 years. And sometimes I get a little bit overwhelmed knowing how much this facility cost and how much stuff needs to still be done.
Yeah.
Like, the stall doors keep hanging up, like, where you can't even open them back and forth because they were vacant for so long that, like, they're just...
And the dirt dauber nest in the
That's actually, I think, tracks. What's doing it is that mm-hmm. the dirt daubers have gotten the tracks and filled the tracks up with dirt. But Charlie and I are going to wake up in the morning and she's going to run her power washer.
Put on the cow onesie and get to work.
She's going to spray everything and I'm going to go behind her with the blower and blow it out. I tried to blow a lot of it today and I can get a lot of stuff, but I can tell, like, the cobwebs and stuff like that.
We should have got the plug-in blower.
Why?
Because, I mean, you only blew for, like, 2 minutes in the battery.
Well, I didn't let that battery charge. It's the one that was sitting on the cabinet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I just grabbed the battery, like, that came with it that hadn't been on the charger yet. And it did not blow very long.
Mm-hmm.
But I have 3 batteries, so.
Mm-hmm.
I have 3 batteries, so that's a good thing. But, yes, I thought you were going to say because it was more high-powered. And I was going to say, well, maybe. Because that one, I mean, that one's pretty, it's a cordless blower. It's going to be perfect, though, every day when we're done riding to just go down the shed row and blow the shed row. Like,
yeah.
That's what it's really for. We just have a lot of work ahead of us. We bought really cute furniture for the office off of Facebook Marketplace for $80. It's a love seat and a couch. It's mm-hmm. so freaking cute, and it doesn't fit. Well, I mean, it's not that it doesn't fit. It's just that it's...
We can put the other in the other barn.
Well, I think I may bring them in the house.
Yeah.
The more I've thought about it, I'm like, I guess I'll just bring them in here. And I don't know what we'll put in there. Maybe we'll just put a dining table in there. Like a table and chairs, you know, like where we can... Because there's a kitchen. Our barn has like a little apartment, but it's really not an apartment. It's really just a... What I really need to do is probably buy just a sofa.
Uh-huh.
That's a pullout.
Yes. Like what I got.
Yes. I need to just buy a sofa that's a pullout and just put a sofa that's a pullout in there with like a little... table, and if anybody wanted to come stay, they can pull that couch out.
Well, it's got a bar. All we gotta do is buy bar stools and put them at the bar.
Yes, it needs 2 bar stools, and the only thing I don't like is I can already tell that I want to get bar stools and put my laptop up there.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with it is that it's not in the command position, and the feng shui is wrong, so I don't want to make it an office because I can't get in the right feng shui directions for that to be... like a successful
mm-hmm.
room for me to do business. But it's a great, like, community space.
Yeah.
But I can't set up in the command position. Which, I know that Charlie's not as much into feng shui as I am.
I'm looking at her like she has 5 heads and a purple nose right now.
Well, I do. Look at my leg hair.
I thought mine was bad.
I finally did these, but it's like, it was botched.
Yeah.
Anyway, my leg hair I need to do something. So, anyway, so the thing about the podcast, The Horse Trader's Diary, that I want you guys to know, especially when you listen to the next episode, is that Charlie and I do this podcast so that we can...
Document.
We can document, and we can let you guys be a part of our life. Like, I really love our following. I have a huge following. And I'm, like, so grateful for you guys. And I feel like Facebook has made it to where I have to be careful what I say on there. Because if I would have talked about the pot pills and marijuana on there, it's against community standards. If you talk about firearms, if you talk about, there's just so many things you can't say that people can report you for that you could potentially go to Facebook jail for. So I've made the podcast to have a place to kind of do like my live videos that I used to do where I just talk to you guys.
And we look very homely. So videos are, they be looking rough.
Well, and I don't even mind that. Like, I guess my following has been around for so long, they've probably seen me from my best moment to my worst moment to my ugly cry face. I mean, they just, everybody's been there. You've seen all of it. So none of that bothers me, but I just want to do the podcast so that y'all have a place to kind of be behind the scenes. Like, everybody on Facebook just sees this beautiful place and they're like, oh, that place is so nice. And
they don't realize we're having to like bust our ass and make it.
I went from an amazing house in town to living in a single wide trailer. Like, it's fine. I'm actually totally okay with it. I'm living in the spare bedroom of it right now. I haven't even done anything with the master bedroom. I'm living in the guest bedroom next to Charlie right now. And I'm okay with that. I guess I just came from extremely humble beginnings too, so this is like nothing new. This is not my first trailer house, you know, like this isn't my first ride. But I just want for Tinley to grow up in a place to where she can go to the barn every single day and ride her horse if she wants to. I wanted her to be in a good school district. Mm-hmm. I wanted Charlie to have a safe place to always be able to come to and turn her horse out and go rodeo and then come home and it be, you know, that's the thing about this place is I'm probably the one person in the world that like has kind of figured out that we're not going to take anything with us and we're going to work our whole life, period. Like all of us are going to bust our ass and life is really short. So I just wanted to buy something and have something that I could share with the people around me that I really loved and that I could bring the horses and give them a better life than they've ever had anywhere else. Because for the last 5 years, you have to understand, I went from training racehorses and a dad that trained racehorses to a kill pen. Like, and it was shocking for me in the beginning. And I tried my very best to like make the kill pen be better than it was so but it just is still a kill pen. So this gives me the opportunity that the horses can come from the kill pen here. It's like such a blessing. It's like a really good situation.
Yeah. I mean, most of those horses probably haven't had, like, every single turnout has its own shelter.
Yeah.
And most of those turnouts are, like, bigger pastures than those horses have lived their entire lives.
That's right.
You know, some people keep horses in
their backyards. This place is phenomenal. I mean, the man and woman that built it had world-class racehorses, quarter horse racehorses, and they're phenomenal people. And the husband passed away last year, and his wife just finally decided that it was time to sell it. I think they had really hung on to it, and it's been vacant for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
We thought it had been vacant 2 years. We were told the other day it's been vacant for 10 years. And
considering 10 years, it's really not
in bad shape. No, everything is in great shape because they took amazing care of everything and they put everything away when they left. So, like, everything was preserved. It's just not been used. So, it's almost worse that it hasn't been used because stuff that hasn't been used breaks. Like, it just somehow, like,
when you start using it again, it breaks.
It breaks, yeah. So, nothing's really breaking, though. I would say the stall doors are the only thing that are, like, just super aggravating to me because I'm little and I'm short and I can't reach anything and I'm, like, a little hobbit trying to, like, maneuver big people.
And I might be tall, but I'm scrawny, so.
Yeah, like, but tomorrow we'll get it all power washed out. That's the main thing is we need to get all the dirt dauber. The dirt daubers have, like, left their homes inside the tracks of the doors. So we've got most of them working. But every single door is like in great shape. It's not that
I mean, they built solid. I mean, this is a solid facility. Both barns, every single gate, every single paddock.
Yep.
It's solid.
When they built this place, they had no idea that they were building. Like, everybody says, like, you manifest things or whatever. But, like, the moment I saw this place, it was so funny because I told Jacob, that's going to be my place. And he was like, well, I hope you can make it work. Like, I really want that. And I was like, no, I'm just telling you, like, this is the place that in my mind I manifested. You know what I'm saying? Like, the pins don't touch for quarantine. Like, everything has its own water source so that no two waters get contaminated. You never have to drag hoses from pin to pin. That's the thing I hate the most is even if horses can't touch noses, if you dip a water hose in one tank and then dip a water hose in the next tank, that contaminates the next water. So it was just crazy. As soon as I saw this place, I just knew. I was like, they didn't realize they were building that place for me, but that's my place. So we're going to do everything that we can to make this place work and to be an amazing home for the horses that belong to us. And then to be an amazing place for the horses in the kill pen to come to, like, relax and to rehabilitate before they go to their new homes. And the horses that don't sell will have to go back to the kill pen. So I'm just really hoping that you guys will help me share. And if you guys will go to our page and just share all of the horses and the videos and everything, that would be amazing. That helps. I said one time, you never know if your share is going to be the one that saves its life. Like, you have no clue. Nobody ever knows. No. So, all right, you guys. Well, I'm going to attach the other episode to the end of this one. So,
enjoy.
Enjoy. So, if you guys saw our Snapchat earlier, you'll know that I accidentally wrecked Charlie's car 2.5 years ago.
Yeah.
And I never told her until tonight.
Well, I didn't put my Snapchat out there because I'd be putting weird shit on Snapchat. So I just don't.
So my Snapchat is Killpen Barbies, and you can just, it's KillPenBarbies, Killpen Barbies. And it's like a total joke. And it was really funny at the
time. Some people take it so, like, they're like, her Snapchat's Killpen Barbie.
Yeah, how can she? And I'm like, but at the time, it was very funny because there was, like, a lady that hated me.
Uh-huh.
And that's what she was like, what does she think she is, the Killpen Barbie? And it was just very funny. I mean, now, 5 years later, I'm like, oh, I wish Snap would let me change my... Snapchat won't let you change your handle. I would have changed it already if I could have. It was a joke, and it was funny in that moment, and now I'm just stuck with it. But it's still kind of funny, just because every time I say it, I have to tell the story. Know. Yeah. I mean, she was just such a hater, and she was like, what does she think she is? Because I used to always have, like, my hair done and eyelashes, and I looked super... Anyway, long story short, she said that, and it was funny, and now I'm stuck with it. So, it's like getting a tattoo. Like,
it happens.
Yeah, later on, you're like, yeah, about that, I'm stuck with it. But, so my Snap is Killpen Barbies, but yeah, I did, I wrecked Charlie's car. I went to Buffalo Wild Wings. It was actually the day that Tinley had her vaccination reaction. Charlie and I took her to the doctor. Got her vaccinated, and then she finally kind of went to take a little nap, and she was laying with Charlie on the couch, and we ordered Buffalo Wild Wings, and Charlie was like, hey, just, I'm parked behind you.
We couldn't get, waiter wouldn't deliver to your house anymore after that lady, like, came back to fight you.
Yes.
That is right. Do you remember that? Now I remember more details as to why we had to go get our own food.
So I ordered Buffalo Wild Wings, and I was like, waiter won't come back here after the waiter lady... Anyway, so let me just start by telling you that, I'll tell you that story too, hold on. So, I went to Buffalo Wild Wings because Charlie was parked behind me and this lazy bee over here was, like, too lazy to get up and move her car, so she was like, just take...
And Tim was asleep on me.
Yeah, she was like, just take my car. So, I was like, okay. So, I get in Charlie's car and it's, like, little bitty and, like, low to the ground. I get to Buffalo Wild Wings, go in, get the food, go back out, start it, and I go to, like, back out of the parking spot and I back, like, halfway out and then I cut the wheel and go to pull out because nobody was parked next to me. Well, little did I know that nobody was parked next to me because it was a giant fucking grass median. So, like, when I went to turn the wheel and the car stopped, I was like, that's bizarre. How bizarre? How bizarre? So, I, like, pushed the pedal down hard and, like, ramped her car up over the fucking grass median. And when I ramped it over the grass median, my head hit, like, the roof and then came down and my face hit the steering wheel. And I was, like, totally half-assed knocked out. And then I was on the grass median. And at this point, I'm like, oh, fuck. So I put her car in reverse and go to back off the grass median. And, like, the front clip of her car catches the grass median. And it's like, and I'm like, what the fuck? So I get out, and the front clip to her car is, like, laying in the grass median.
Like, my front bumper is plastic, and it just comes off.
And it's laying in the grass median, along with, like, the little side panel piece, and I'm like,
oh,
this is bad. So, at this point, we turned around, and, like... I turned around and there was, like, a black guy standing there that was, like, the nicest guy in the world. His name's Mark, and he now details my car. But the story was, he was like, are you okay in there? And I'm like, yeah, oh my God. And he's like, yeah. He's like, man, you tore the bumper off. And I'm like, I did. should I call the cops? What do I do? Like, I mean, I couldn't. So here's the thing. The bumper ripped off to the point that, like, I was like, do I put it in the back seat? He was like, well, sometimes we detail these kind of cars for car lots and stuff. He's like, these just snap back on. He's like, I think I've got a tool in my car. He helps me in the Buffalo Wild Wings parking lot put Charlie's car back together. Which, mind you, is, like, not a junker. Her car is, like, very nice. So, anyway, when I got home, I told Charlie, what did I tell you? Because I remember telling you something. I was
you were like, I was driving down Jackson, and you know the storm drains on the side of the road? I was, like, looking at something, and I kind of, like, bumped it.
So, if there's something wrong with your car, like, just let me know. I'll have it fixed. Like, I didn't want to tell her. I mean, her car looked like something I had totaled. Anyway, so I did kind of tell her that I wrecked it, but I just made up, like, a very lesser story because I knew if she had seen what I'd actually done before I got it, like, before he snapped it all back together, she would have been like, holy fucking shit, you totaled my car. Like, this is bad. Like, I mean, the whole clip was, like, on the grass median. So tonight on Snap, Charlie, I didn't know she was recording me, and I was, like, dying of laughter. I was, like,
dying too.
I was gut laughing because I told her I, like, hit the gas so hard, and the next thing I know, like, my head bounces off of the roof onto the steering wheel, and I'm, like, basically knocked out in the front seat, and a guy is like, ma'am, are you okay in there? Are you all right in there? And I'm like, yeah, I think so. And then I get out and I'm like, oh my God, like, her car is, like, totaled. And he's like, it's fine. Thank God he was there. He has literally detailed my car since then. My car and Jacob's truck, because his dad actually owns the detail shop that's at the end of the road I live on now, which is before I lived in a different house. But long story short, it was so fucking funny. And I wasn't even on gummies. Wait till you guys hear the gummy story. Oh my God. All right, you guys. Well, I am going to let you guys listen to that episode. And I got ate by ants tonight so bad.
Use the pin. Quit scratching.
Oh, they itch so bad. I forgot I had the pin.
Yeah.
Forgot I had the pin. Charlie got me Benadryl and a bite pin. And I need it because I am... That meme about your heel.
Oh my God.
There's a meme that was like...
me buying expensive... facial skincare,
and then it's like this
and
monster,
my poor cracked heel, and it's The Rock from, like, The Incredible. No, not The Incredibles. What is it?
Yeah, I don't know, but yeah, it's hilarious.
X-Men or something like that, like The Rock guy.
God, that smells like hair dye. That afterbite pin, like, you know, yeah. It smells like ammonia.
Yes.
All right, you guys. Well, I love you, and I am excited for this new adventure, and we will be live tomorrow in the group as we clean, so we will see y'all. Oh, and the cool thing is the only restaurant that's, like, within
5 minutes of here.
Yeah, like, everything else is probably 10 to 15 minutes away. Mm-hmm. The Cell Barn is around the corner from us. It's called Tri-County Cell,
mm-hmm.
and it's in New Summerfield, and yes. It's, like, a mile from us. Why our address is Troop when we literally are in New Summerfield, I don't know. But... they have a cafe, and Sylvia owns it.
Yeah.
And it is Sylvia's... It's Sylvia's Home Cooking or Sylvia's Southern...
Sylvia May's Southern Cafe.
Yeah, Southern Comfort Food is what it says. Yeah. It is so good, so if you're ever in this area, go there. They're open Tuesday through Saturday.
From, like, 11
to 8. So, yeah, make sure you guys go in there. Her son is also so nice.
Yes.
All right, you guys, we'll talk to you later. All right. Bye.